It's illegal in Iowa to give out needles and syringes for drug use, but that has not stopped a growing network of public health-minded volunteers from doing it. Iowa Public Radio's Katarina Sestoric reports an underground needle exchange is trying to prevent the spread of diseases among injection drug users, while Iowa lawmakers consider a bill to legalize that kind of program.
On a well below freezing night in Cedar Rapids, three med school students meet in a parking lot and start unloading boxes from a crammed car trunk. They sort through condoms, housing paperwork, fentanyl test strips, and vials filled with a drug that reverses opioid overdoses. There are booklets about safe injection practices, test kits for HIV and hepatitis C, and needles, syringes, and cookers.
I'm just setting up real quick.
The first person to stop by is Dennis Brown, a former drug user who tries to help people who are still struggling with addiction.
And I try to, you know, give them clean needles, you know, things. And I don't encourage them to do it, but I mean, if they're going to do it, they're going to do it. So I just try to give them a clean way of doing it.
That's the idea behind this needle exchange. Staff from the nonprofit Iowa Harm Reduction Coalition meet clients wherever they are to provide several services, including on-site blood tests for HIV and hepatitis C. Volunteers from a collective called Prairie Works sometimes join the nonprofit and give out clean needles and syringes to prevent the spread of those diseases. That's the illegal part.
I think just handing out bags of them is a little too excessive.
That's Tabitha, a client who's a bit skeptical of the syringe exchange for the same reason a lot of policymakers are. It can look like it's facilitating or even encouraging drug use.
I mean, at least we're getting something out there, and then we might be able to stop the Hep C going around, or the AIDS or whatever, the diseases that are being contracted from it.
We're only using her first name because her meth use is illegal. Tabitha tells volunteers and clients gathered in the parking lot that she got hepatitis C at the age of 17 when someone forcibly injected her. She's one of many young Iowans who have contracted the disease from dirty needles in recent years. Randy Mayer at the Iowa Department of Public Health says hepatitis C diagnoses among Iowans under 30 increased from 73 in 2009 to 347 in 2016. Mayer says that's a direct result of increasing opioid use in the state as well as meth use. Mayer says he'd encourage Iowans to wait for a law change before they start illegally handing out clean needles. He says legal syringe exchange programs have been successful in many other states.
We actually do have good data about that. So you don't see increases in drug use. What you generally see are decreases in disease transmission.
Back in Cedar Rapids, the volunteers leave the freezing parking lot and stop by a homeless shelter. Iowa Harm Reduction Coalition Executive Director Sarah Ziegenhorn pricks a client's finger, drawing blood.
So this is for the HIV, that is perfect. Woo. And I'm going to get one drop for the hepatitis.
We got tested for HIV and for hepatitis C, which came back negative, which I knew they would.
That's Buzz. He also picked up an overdose reversal kit and some clean needles.
It cuts down on diseases, educates people. You know, a lot of people don't know, hey, just use them once. And then throw them away. You don't sharpen them on a matchbook or whatever. But
by the end of the day, Ziegenhorn had stopped at a motel to help a couple with housing paperwork, stood in a freezing parking lot to hand out harm reduction supplies, spent time at a shelter to test people for infectious diseases.
And we had conversations with folks around ways to prevent and reduce the risk of overdose with naloxone, aka Narcan.
On the drive back to Iowa City, Ziegenhorn says syringe exchange programs can provide all of these services with the ultimate goal of getting clients into drug treatment.
Rather than being an opportunity to encourage or celebrate drug use in any way, they just accept the nature of what drug use can be and can look like for individual people and try to take a holistic perspective of people's health.
Ziegenhorn has been lobbying government officials to legalize distribution of needles and syringes for programs approved by the Public Health Department. Dale Woolery, interim director of the Governor's Office of Drug Control Policy, says he wasn't aware of illegal needle exchanges in the state. He says his office will wait to offer an opinion on these programs until he learns more. I'm Katarina Sestoric, Iowa Public Radio News.